is Penn Jillette in where am I? Las Vegas. I'm in Las Vegas with Mike Godot sitting across from me, and we're ready to do another Penn Jillette show on the big free FM CBS radio. And 866-570. Now, all the lines are already lit up.
People are calling in early with monkey stories now.
Monkey. What day is it?
It's Tuesday.
It's Monkey Tuesday! Yes, it's Monkey Tuesday here. We are just maggoty. We are maggoty with monkey calls. Maggoty with the monkey calls. So I'm going to get right to them. I want to just hear a bunch of good stories today. It's just a real monkey story day here on Monkey Tuesday. But before we do this, I have one monkey joke I want to start out with. This is from Rebecca. This is from, signed, your pal, Rebecca. Just heard this today. I thought you'd all enjoy it. What do you call an exploding monkey? What do you call an exploding monkey, Godot?
I got no idea. What do you call an exploding monkey, Penn?
A baboom! Let's take a call. Let's talk to Dustin.
Quickly.
What's up, Dustin?
Hi, yes.
What, you got a monkey story for us, Dustin?
Yes, I do. I'm a big fan of your guys.
Thanks so much.
But my sister-in-law works at Lincoln Park Zoo in Chicago.
Sure.
Yeah, and she's a primate keeper in what they call Tropic World there.
Uh-huh.
And she brought me and my mom behind the scenes there. And she was showing us all these different monkeys with different ailments. And we got to watch this monkey inject itself with insulin because it was diabetic.
A self-injecting diabetic monkey?
Yes.
That's also iambic pentameter, by the way.
And while we were watching it, I had to take a picture of this monkey. And there's some of those smaller monkeys that can go over your heads back there in these little cages. And it reached down and grabbed my mom's camera out of her hand and slammed it back down on her head, breaking it.
Well, he broke a camera over your mom's head?
Yes.
That's great. Now, the monkey, the monkey shooting up. By the way, that picture we never got. So
we never got that.
Whoever
either.
You were that called that, penradio@gmail.com, PENRADIO@gmail.com. I just thought of that. Forgive me, Dustin, but I thought of that because of the monkey hitting your mom on the head. Now, the monkey has access to hypodermic needles?
Well, they come in and give it to this monkey. So they taught it how to self-inject. Because it was more, they thought it'd be more comfortable if it would be able to do it itself rather than a doctor coming in and do it for it. Mm-hmm.
That seems insane.
It seems like you couldn't explain the reasoning so much. This is going to hurt a little bit, but we want you to do it every day.
But the monkey likes shooting up?
Well, I guess it just knows it needs to do it.
No, it doesn't know it needs to do it.
I don't know.
Don't this may be Monkey Tuesday, but you don't talk crazy.
There must be treats involved.
There must be treats.
It's just a habit they taught it, I guess.
Yeah, they must give them, like, you know, Mars bars.
Yeah, it's the diabetic monkey.
Diabetic monkey.
Shoot the insulin, we'll give you the Snickers.
and is that where the story ends with the camera smashing on your mom's head?
Yeah.
That's a beautiful little punctuation. Nice little period on the story.
Did she bleed?
On the diabetic monkey. Well, thank you so much. We haven't really covered that much on Monkey Tuesday. We haven't covered enough of monkeys with ailments. So that's good. Open up a whole new thing. Thanks a lot, Dustin. Thank you so much. Let's talk to Chelsea. How you doing, Chelsea?
I'm doing pretty well.
Good. You don't. This isn't the ex-president's daughter, is it?
No. The Bill Clinton era.
Oh, are you really? Hey, how old are you?
Yes. I'm 24.
Oh, so you're the same age. How is that how old Chelsea is about?
Pretty much, yeah.
She's a little bit older than me, I think.
A little bit older. I'm sorry to try. You weren't also named after a bad Joni Mitchell song, were you?
I was actually named after a bad Peter Fonda movie, if you recall.
What movie was that?
On Golden Pond, Peter Fonda, Joan Fonda. His daughter played a character named Chelsea.
Oh, really? Because, you know, Clinton said, now, the things I hate most about Clinton, this could be an endless list, this could be the whole show, but one is that he's a mediocre to bad sax player, and two is that he named his daughter after woke up, it was a Chelsea morning, and the first thing that I heard by Joni Mitchell.
Unfortunately, I don't have the same history, so.
Well, that's good. I never saw him Golden Pond. Was it awful?
You know, I've seen various scenes, and it's very over Madison, the bridges over Madison County, very similar, kind of like an old fogey, fall in love, very nice, I guess.
It's a very sweet movie then.
Right. Yeah.
I'm not big on those sweet movies.
Well, speaking of, you know, not very sweet.
Are you going to do a segue?
No, I was trying to. I've been waiting on hold for like 15 minutes. I really want to tell you my monkey story.
You're going to get to it. I'm not going to hang up on you.
No, I know.
But I just thought it was great that you're doing the segue. Go ahead. Speaking of sweet.
No, I saw The Aristocrats, and I totally loved it.
Thank you so much.
What I wanted to tell you was, it cracks me up that this monkey story, it reminds me of The Aristocrats because of the nasty parts of these jokes.
Okay, aristocratic. You got to do a lot. You got to drive all the way around the barn.
It's not near that.
We'll get to that. Go ahead.
I was on an island in Thailand, and we were at a resort. And
what were you doing in Thailand?
Well, my mom and my stepdad had gone there earlier in their lives, and they wanted us to experience different cultures.
Okay, and how old were you?
It was 2 years ago, so I was 22.
You were at a resort in Thailand.
Yes.
Oh, boy.
Resort, apparently, Jennifer Aniston stayed there. My mom was like, we're only staying here for one night because it's way too expensive, but we're going to do it for one night and live, like, the luxurious life.
Okay, so when she says she wants you to experience different cultures, she means she wants you to experience rich American cultures in other countries.
That was one aspect of it, one night. We also stayed in slums of Bangkok, but if you want to know that story, it's a different segment, I'm sure.
Slums of Bangkok, that's a porno movie, isn't it?
That's the sixth Planet of the Apes movie.
Oh, good Lord, yeah. I haven't seen that one, though. We'll wait for that to come out.
Okay, so you're in Jennifer Aniston's house in Thailand.
Correct, and there's signs everywhere that says don't feed the monkeys.
Of course they do.
Of course. You know, stupid
but that
Americans.
That doesn't stop Chelsea and her rich family.
No. We only see them for one night now. And now my 13-year-old sister and I, we're standing out in the back. We're sitting by the little pool in our little area. We have a little patio. And we're eating some Thai fruits. And we were very excited.
What are Thai fruits?
There's dragon fruit.
Guys go to prison for 50 years.
Yeah. There's all sorts of different kinds of fruits that we would get in the markets and we would just chow down on them. And
so you would just buy things in the actual Thai markets and eat them?
I know how scary that sounds, but it was kosher. It was cool.
That's only scary to Penn, all right?
No,
the rest of the world is fine with that.
No problems with the bathrooms either.
Really? None?
The fruit is great.
No, none. We never drank non-bottled water, but other than that, no problems. So.
Really? And you ate regular food out there?
Oh, yeah. It was all fine. Very civilized.
I would not eat in another country. I went to Mexico for 3 days. I didn't eat the whole time I was there. I will not eat in another country.
Did
when
you
I
lose
went over
some
to
weight?
India, I don't know. I can afford. I can go at my weight. I can probably go 7 years without
reserves,
eating.
The reserves you have?
Plenty of reserves. After the food is all gone, I'm fine for 4 years. But go ahead. So we're in Jennifer Aniston's house.
In her backyard.
Eating her fruit.
With my 13-year-old sister.
Uh-huh.
And the monkeys started showing up, and we didn't think any big deal about it until there were about 100 monkeys. And they started snagging things out of our hands, and they were literally, like, just defecating while they were eating. So the entire backyard became this monkey, like, breeding, disgusting, growing things.
Jennifer Aniston's house becomes a monkey latrine.
Basically, that's the bottom line. And we were laughing at first, and then the monkeys started getting angry because we weren't giving them enough.
Uh-huh.
And it was like a little monkey rebellion in the backyard, and we had to go inside and lock the screen door and the sliding door, and they started banging on the door, and we were really freaked out. All these monkeys, like, took over our porch, and then the security had to be called. We had to be moved to Brad Pitt's house, and it was horrible.
they have monkey security?
They had security. They had to show up and shoo the monkeys away. And they crawled back into their trees, and like 10 minutes later, they were just eating, like, you know, never, you know, go in your own where you live. They don't follow that rule very well.
I see. You're very concerned with that. Yeah, humans don't do that eating and toilet thing simultaneously very often.
You can't stop eating a good sandwich and you have to run to the John.
Yeah, I've been known to drink a diet cola beverage while peeing, but that's as far as I go.
As long as you don't go regular cola would be just...
Yeah.
Asinine.
How about you, Gudeau? You big on toilet while eating?
I try to keep them pretty separate.
Yeah, that's probably a good
idea. And that's an experience. You know, I stick to what I do best.
What kind of monkeys were they?
Table. They were actually, I never got the actual, they, of course, most of the people there spoke Thai, and I, of course, it's not a very easy language to learn, but they were smaller monkeys. They, basically, if you saw, like, gibbons, I guess is a name for them, they're only about, like, maybe a foot and a half tall, and, you know, I should actually send you some pictures of these monkeys, because I have them on my computer, but they were everywhere. I mean, literally, and within 5 minutes, you go from two monkeys, and it's insane.
That's my favorite new band. Great band. They do a little bit of emo stuff, but they're pretty good. They're not bad. A little bit of a hard edge. Penradio@gmail.com. P-E-N-N-R-A-D-I-O. Send us the monkey pictures. We need them badly. Now, Gudeau, okay. You've been typing feverishly over there. Have you found out what kind of monkeys there?
I have not, but I have found that the monkeys
Thailand.
Are... Yeah, you know, I've got that part.
What have you found out?
The monkeys are revered. They are held as holy in Thailand.
Oh. Yeah, so they have, like, shrines of them, I guess.
Actually, I think it was our mother of the crapping monkey. It's up in the hills there.
So, well, I don't know what kind of monkies they were.
But this is what Jennifer Aniston. We know that this same thing happened to Jennifer Aniston, right?
I don't know if it happened to Jennifer Aniston. She might have been smart enough to follow them don't feed the monkey signs.
Oh, you fed them. I thought you were just sitting there eating your own fruit.
I was, but they stole it out of my hands. It wasn't technically a literal feeding. It was kind of a stolen fruit out of hand feeding.
You were asking for it. You walk around with a short skirt and your fruit hanging out. You're asking for it, sister. Let me tell you that right now. That monkey was blameless. You had your fruit hanging out, Chelsea. Your fruit was hanging out. What's a monkey to do?
It was a horde of monkeys. What was I to do?
That band isn't nearly as good. Nearly as good.
Horde of monkeys.
I'll have to look it up, I guess.
Okay. Tell us what monkey it was. Send it in. We do follow-up here on the Penn Jillette Show.
Okay.
We're going to find out this. Thank you so much, Chelsea, and thank you for not being named. You got something to say?
I have a photo of a monkey in Thailand holding a Santa hat.
You do?
That they had stolen from apparently
probably the one that attacked me, I bet.
Yeah, well, we bet it isn't. We're just going on the numbers, Chelsea. Thank you so much, Chelsea.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot. I like Chelsea a lot. Do you like Chelsea?
Yeah, I like Chelsea a lot, too.
Yeah, she was very charming.
She went to Thailand. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, but her parents...
They ate the fruit.
If you think I'm going to take my kids to
That's
Thailand...
That's my job. My job is to take your kids to Thailand. Yours is to teach mine to play the piano.
Yeah, you know, your kids, you taking piano lessons yet?
Not yet. Pretty soon. Any day now.
Because you got a Bosendorf.
I got a big, stupid piano.
You got a big, stupid, expensive
Jonesy
piano.
Talked me into it. I want him dead now.
And you're going to have Joey have piano lessons.
I am.
How about Emily?
They're both going to take piano lessons.
Oh, that'll be nice. They'll
me too.
Be playing piano.
I'm going to take piano lessons.
Hey, come over here.
Well.
I'll play bass with them. We can make that deal.
All right.
That was a nice story. Makes me want to hear more stories. And fortunately for me, I have more stories right here. Hey, Laura, what you got?
Hey, I was traveling in 1973. My dad took us out to California.
Well, you jump right in. There's no foreplay on this at all.
I'm telling you, man. I don't know how much time I have. My son's coming out of school.
As much as you want. Oh, you're telling us.
Okay, that's
right.
It's never us. We'll keep people on forever. But go ahead. Tell your story.
I have to say, I love your show. And ever since I heard the story about the guy who went to the zoo with his grandfather and the monkey did something with the teacher,
I was crying,
thinking about this story. When I was in California, when I was a kid, parents took us to a zoo. There was a monkey similar to a gibbon monkey. I don't remember, but it had a very long tail.
Mm-hmm.
Sitting up in a tree, eating a piece of fruit. And then this tail started to cut. It's the monkey's own tail. Came up its back and started to attack it. And the monkey was, like, sitting there, like, I'm minding my own business. And the tail comes up and it starts going around its neck. And it's fighting with its own tail. And we're looking at this like, holy crap, is that what we think we're saying? It's its own tail. It's being attacked. And every time it happened, the monkey was surprised. We're standing there. Now, like, mind you, I was only 9 years old. My sister was 11. My mom and my dad were standing there. We were mesmerized. We stood there for half an hour watching this monkey being attacked by its own tail. Surprised every time.
Well, that was just his shtick, right? That was his little thing he did as part of his show.
It was so funny. I mean, like, he would get up, move position, and look like Gary, like, oh, And 2 seconds later, the tail would sneak up behind it and strangle it.
And what zoo was this?
It was, I don't remember. It was, like I said, 1973. It was in California. I want to say Anaheim because we spent a lot of time there.
Uh-huh.
But nearly peed ourselves laughing.
Because, you know, Lauren, people listen to this show, and maybe someone will have been to that zoo and saw that same monkey. We had
that kind of
stuff happen. That would be a beautiful thing. So keep listening, Lauren.
Okay, thank you. Love your show.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. That's, you know, we get people that we are more patient. You know, the classic radio personality is supposed to be hanging up on people.
Sure.
I always want a little more out of them. I want to know more about their lives and what they're doing. I like the details. You know,
we love our listeners.
We do. The thing is, we are a very odd among show business people in that we like our fans more than our fans like us. Usually, you know, if
we're fans.
We're fan fans. If you're a fan of Panic at the Disco, they don't care as much about you as you care about them. But the Penn Jillette Show, you guaranteed, if you like Penn Jillette and Michael Goudeau, we like you more than you like us. We got time for one more before the break? Yeah, let's take another call here. This is Brian. How you doing, Brian?
Hey, Penn. Hi, Michael. What's going on?
Doing very well, thanks. What's up?
All right, Penn, you got to make me a promise.
Okay.
If this is one of the best monkey stories you've ever heard, you'll send me a whole Penn surprise goodie package.
Deal. But you got to write into PennRadio@gmail.com, and
you've got
to give the address, and I'll send you stuff.
You're going to love this.
If it's good.
The end of last year, my girlfriend moved in with me.
Mm-hmm.
She decides she wants to get a dog, and I was very against it.
Good. I agree with you on that.
You got the prize. Thanks for calling.
She gets this little dog, and it's this little miniature pincher rat thing.
Okay.
The deal was, if she could get the dog, I could get a monkey.
Oh! The greatest negotiator of all time. You're Henry Kissinger. You're fabulous.
Oh, it gets so much better.
Okay.
So I get this spider monkey.
You've already got yourself a copy of Bull's hit being sent to you. But just keep going.
That's nothing.
Your goodie package is getting bigger. Go ahead.
Yes, it is. Okay. I get the spider monkey. It's 6 months old when I got it. Again, back at the end of the year still.
Okay.
I couldn't figure out a name for the monkey.
Uh-huh.
I had the monkey 2 or 3 months before I finally named it. Guess what I named it?
When was this?
It was, by the time I named it, it was the beginning of this year.
I have
after Monkey Tuesdays had started.
Oh my goodness, you didn't. You didn't. Say it. I want to hear you say it.
My baby monkey's name is Penn Jillette.
Yeah! Wow! There's a baby monkey named Penn Jillette?
Yes, and wait! It even took your personality.
Where do you live?
Jersey.
There's a monkey in Jersey with my name?
Yes, and
he hates
the dog, too.
Oh, good, he hates the dog. Tell me more.
So, it violates the dog all the time.
Now, I guess we have to be careful on the radio. What do you mean it violates the dog?
Well, it's a boy monkey. If the dog were a girl monkey, I'd have baby monkeys.
So the
dog monkeys.
The dog?
Yes. It's a girl dog. Actually mounts the dog like it's possible.
Wow. The monkey is just like me.
And the dog does. Hold on. I'm not even half done. The dog doesn't mind it. And after a little while, the dog will start barking. And the monkey hates when it barks.
Uh-huh.
Goes crazy, spazzes out.
Uh-huh.
I trained the monkey. You know those little red and blue balls that you get for children and you teach them to put the yellow shapes into it?
Hold on. I have got to take a break for a commercial, and we're going to come back because this story is so good it's going across the commercial break. So hold on. We're going to take a break. We'll take it. Okay, we'll be back with more of Brian and Penn Jillette, the Jersey monkey, right after this. Monkey Tuesday! Now, If you're just tuning in to the Penn Jillette Show here with Michael Goodell in Las Vegas on Free FM, CBS Radio, we have Brian on the phone who called up and did a negotiation of wanting to get me to send him stuff if he had a good monkey story. The monkey story so far, the monkey story is, in a negotiation with his girlfriend who wanted to get a dog, he got a spider monkey. The beginning of this year, he named the baby spider monkey Penn Jillette. The monkey, when the dog barks, it drives the monkey crazy. That's where we were with the story of Penn Jillette, the monkey in New Jersey. Tell us more, Brian.
Like I said, I trained the monkey to put those yellow blocks into the blue and red ball like a baby.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, I know this. You know this toy. You know what this toy's called? You know what it's called?
I don't know.
It's like a globe, right? A red and blue globe.
It's half red, half blue. It's got a star, a square, a circle.
An octagon.
Okay, well.
A rhombus.
Yeah. Go ahead.
The monkey, Penn Jillette, found a way to shut the dog up.
Yeah?
The dog is now dead.
Oh, no.
Wow. How did the monkey kill the dog? Put those...
The monkey took my training of those yellow shapes.
Yeah.
And while we weren't home, decided that the dog's mouth was one of the holes.
So he choked the dog to death with a children's toy.
Yes.
Was he having sex with the dog while it died?
I'm not sure. We weren't home, but he seemed very interested in the dog's carcass when we got home.
We can hope. We can hope. Yeah. We can hope.
In true Penn Jillette fashion, I'm sure it was.
Well, keep us posted, please.
Do you have to buy a new dog? Do you have to replace the dog?
Yeah, what's the deal with your girlfriend?
I got away with saying that I quickly opened up a window, because I got home before my girlfriend, and I opened up a window, and whoop, the dog got away.
So your girlfriend doesn't know the dog was dead?
Well, she does if she's listening to the radio.
Yeah, I have some bad news, Brian. You're not so good at keeping secrets, my friend.
How long ago was this that the dog died?
Two, 3 weeks.
Okay, so it's still a fresh wound for your girlfriend. Other than that, is the relationship going okay with the girlfriend?
She's a little depressed.
A little depressed about the dog.
But I've been so supportive. I've been helping her put up dog posters and everything.
Yeah, I bet.
You're gonna get it. And how is Penn Jillette the monkey? Other than that, is he a good pet?
Absolutely thrilled. Although now he's taken a liking to one of her stuffed animals.
Uh huh. And he's humping that now too.
Yeah.
This is the greatest monkey in the world. I've never been more honored to have anything named after me. Do you call the monkey by his full name, Penn Jillette, or do you call him mostly Penn?
Normally just Penn, but when we're mad at him, we yell the
letter. So you're exactly like the way Teller handles me. Exactly. Precisely. Well, you know, Brian, I'm hoping you're going to be a frequent caller to the show.
I always listen.
We need to report on the adventures of Penn Jillette, the New Jersey monkey.
Definitely. How's my goodie package looking?
It's looking very good. You're going to get a very nice package. Just send us your address to pennradio@gmail.com. Goodell will forward it to me, and I'll send you out some nice stuff.
Very cool.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks, guys. Bye-bye.
I think I just did a really terrible, stupid thing.
Yeah, I think you did.
I think I allowed our listeners to negotiate with me for their stories.
It really
was a good story, wasn't it?
Yeah, but this is not going to go well.
Now
everyone's going to call in and say that.
Not everyone. You think everybody will?
A fair number will. I'm certain the next person will. I'm going to run into some cash
Let's see. What one do we want to take here, Patrick?
I think maybe we should read some Gmails.
Let's read some Gmails. A person sent us in a...
Stay away from taking any more callers at this point, unless you feel just extravagant, like you want to spend that money on the next caller.
We got a Wonder Glove monkey. Someone sent us a Wonder Glove monkey. An excellent and grotesque novelty. Make it perform all sorts of antics. Easily managed, very efficient, absurdly quaint and funny. Provides side-splitting merriment. Carry it in your pocket wherever you go and amuse and entertain your friends. The Wonder Glove Monkey is one of the handiest merrymakers we have ever seen. It packs into a small box you can easily carry in your pocket. It is ready for action in a moment. It slips over your hand like a glove or mitten. The head is worked by one finger, and it turns the right hand and the left hand, nods, bows, and goes through every amusing antic you can think of. One arm is operated by the thumb and the other hand by a couple of fingers. And with very little practice, you can produce the most grotesque and amusing gestures. It is an excellent made of cloth and lifelike composition head. Equipped with this little figure, you should be a welcome guest at every social and convivial gathering. 15 cents for the Wonder Glove Monkey. That's a wonderfully written ad.
It is a really wonderfully written ad.
That's why they sent it.
They don't write ads like that.
They don't write ads like that anymore.
But I mean, having read that ad, do you think anyone knows what that is?
It's a puppet.
Yeah, it's a puppet. It's a monkey puppet.
It's a little puppet. And probably made, I mean, it's 15 cents, even like, you know, so even even 50 years ago, 15 cents is not more than $1.50, you know. And so it's not a well-made monkey puppet. No, it's a very bad. But I'm telling you that I bet the guy who sells it is really funny with it. What do you bet?
I don't know. It's one finger in your thumb.
It's two fingers. It's your index finger in the head.
Have you used a puppet like that before?
Yeah.
Can you do any amusing...
All you can do is pull them all together. You can probably do like...
You can bow. He listed bow. He listed the two things you can do. You could bow, you could wave. And countless other things that I can't think of.
You carry it in your pocket and you pull it out here. Let's hope
welcome
people,
at any party. If you pull the monkey puppet out of your pocket at any party in the world, you'd be thrown out. It's great writing. That's a good piece of writing.
Really good piece of writing. You know, Bob Dureau, you know the guy who wrote all the Schoolhouse Rock stuff?
Yeah.
He's a great jazz musician, sang with Miles and stuff. Bob Dureau, I just got this record. This album cost me, I think, $80. It's called an album of pop art, a recording of pop art songs by Bob Dureau. And what he does is he sings found pieces of lyrics. So he sings all the copy on a parking ticket. He sings a recipe for apple pie. He sings selective service stuff. Writes music to it. It's really wonderful and funny. I got to get in touch with Bob Dureau and see if he'll do a song on the Wonder Glove Monkey, because that would be wonderful put to music. Maybe I'll talk to Jonesy. Maybe Jonesy and I will do a version of the Wonder Glove Monkey. I'll play bass and do vocals and Jonesy. We'll talk to Jonesy about that. He might be able to compose something really nice for that. If Jonesy's listening, Jonesy, talk to me about this at the show tomorrow night or something, okay? Let's take another phone call. Let's talk to Pete. What's up, Pete?
Hey, how you doing, Ben?
Never been better, boss. Land on us.
Okay. First off, I want to say my wife jokingly says that she has four children, even though when I look behind me, I only see three. But I guess I must be the fourth one.
I get it.
Well, we went to Great Adventure and told
me... Yeah! Great Adventure!
She told me to be on my best behavior, but what I neglected to tell her was the Cheerios I hid in my cargo shorts in the Ziploc baggie.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
We got into the baboon area. Mm-hmm. As soon as we got in the gate before they crowded the car, right on the roof of the minivan.
What, the Cheerios?
Yep, Cheerios all over the place. It was chaos. They're jumping left and right, but then one decided he was very happy with me. He jumped on the side mirror and proceeded to unfurl his flag.
Uh-huh.
and show me what he had.
Sure.
But I was laughing so hard, I think he got stage fright.
Sure. You were laughing at a monkey's pride, hanging off your ear?
Yeah, not with him, at him.
At him.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, boy. And how did he like that?
He didn't seem happy about it, but I think his look was not as bad as the one my wife was giving me sitting next to me in the driver's seat.
Now, was she upset on the roof?
I think it was the Cheerios and the fact that I had to explain to my 3-year-old what the monkey was doing.
I think that Great Adventure is the greatest place to give kids the facts of life, isn't it?
Sure is.
Is that the end of your story?
But they strip a cone like no other.
What's it about it?
The baboons can strip a car like no other.
Did they hurt your car at all?
Not mine, but I think they walked out with the bumper and two front fenders on the car in front of me.
Oh, that's fabulous.
They're really building a car to escape. That's their plan.
And how... That's their plan.
Stealing one piece at a time.
How long ago was this?
This was 5 years ago.
5 years, and they were still letting people drive through there, huh?
Yeah, I think there might be a moratorium on that now.
You were the last straw. Well, thank you. Thank you so much, Pete. Boy, Pete seems like a great dad, doesn't he?
He does.
He's just laughing all the time.
I'm going to absolutely take his advice.
Unfurled his flag. You're going to take your kids to Great Adventure?
I'm going to Great Adventure with a pocket full of Cheerios next chance I get.
That's the way to go. That's the way to go. You want to take one more call? Let's go to break first. We'll be back with much more Monkey Tuesday. PennRadio@gmail.com, PennRadio.com. This is Penn Jillette, not the monkey in Jersey, but the human in Vegas. Wasn't really a monkey sound, was it? That wasn't really a
jungle bug in the middle there.
A dolphin. 866-570-PEN. That's 7366. PennRadio@gmail.com. PennRadio.com. This is Penn Jillette. Not the monkey in New Jersey, but the human being in Vegas. Now I got to do that every single time. Because they might think that, but they get very excited that Penn Jillette the monkey was on the show. Michael Goudeau. I forgot your name for a second. There's Michael Goudeau right across me. And I think people have forgotten. We got through that one. No one will remember now. We're safe.
Okay.
Let's take another call. Let's talk to Dan. What's up, Dan?
How you doing, Penn?
Never better, boss. What's up?
This is a story from right here in Las Vegas.
Yeah, that's what I like to hear.
I'm one of the old-time organ grinders. There's only like 50 of us working in the United States that's left.
Where do you work?
I was 2 years ago. I was at the Madhouse up until recently. There are beaches at the Hard Rock.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It was known as the Madhouse Monkey, but I had my female out 2 years ago. It was around December, around rodeo time, working on the Brooklyn Bridge.
Speaking metaphorically.
Wait, what do you say now? You had your female out. That doesn't mean like your wife or girlfriend.
My female monkey.
Oh, your female, okay.
The boy monkey.
I'm going to use that expression from now on for my wife.
I got my female out.
We went to see a movie. My female and I are going to go see Borat. Go ahead.
So I'm working on the Brooklyn Bridge. It was around December, around rodeo time. And I'm doing pictures up there.
Well, the Brooklyn Bridge in New York.
In front of New York, the casino?
In Vegas.
You're right, yeah.
Okay. Because a lot of people, you know, in the country, when you say Brooklyn Bridge, they think New York. They don't think the casino New York.
Yeah, the fools.
How come I've never seen you working if you work out around in Vegas?
Well, you know, the corporate takeover, the stuff, and policy changes there on the Strip all the time. So it's really hard to get a location anymore out there, you know? So this is 2 years ago we're out there working. I'm working my female monkey named Zsa-Zsa.
Now, is that what you do full-time? Is you're an organ grinder?
That's correct, yeah.
Oh, cool.
And,
you know, organ grinder, the other kind of organ grinder, is one of the biggest professions in Vegas, you know. But go ahead.
And then, so I'm Zsa-Zsa sitting, I'm doing my $10 photos for my Polaroids. Mm-hmm. So Zsa-Zsa's sitting on this girl's shoulder. And Zsa-Zsa, I named her after Zsa-Zsa Gabor because when I first got her, she liked to slap people.
Sure.
Remember that incident with Zsa-Zsa?
We sure do.
So that's why I named her Zsa-Zsa because that fit her personality.
Sure.
This girl's got two of the most prettiest, shiniest gold earrings on her ear. Zsa-Zsa reached up, snagged these earrings, starts headed north on Las Vegas Boulevard.
Now, were these pierced ears?
Yeah, and they were just hooks. They weren't clipped, but they were just like the hook kind.
Okay, just hooked about. You okay?
Pulled the earrings out of her ear and headed north on Las Vegas Boulevard.
Uh-huh.
I chase this Zsa-Zsa for like 10 minutes till she stops there on the corner.
You don't have a leash on Zsa-Zsa?
Well, when the lady snagged my leash and then dropped the leash, so Zsa-Zsa committed the book, earrings and all. And she gets down there on the corner of this nightclub called Club 7, and during the daytime, they have these little kiosks out there, these little stands, and there's a jewelry stand there.
Uh-huh.
She saw that, stopped, went and dropped those earrings, get up. Now I've got this lady chasing me, too. I'm out of her. She jumps up on the jewelry cart and starts to do inventory, throwing necklaces, crystals, and all kinds of stuff. Now the lady catches up with me.
This is a spider monkey?
No, this is a capuchin monkey. They're the next level up.
Sure, yeah, I know.
They not only have the four fingers, they also have the thumb, and they're about as smart as a two-year-old child their whole life. So it's the terrible twos for 40 to 45 years, you know.
That's a serious commitment when you buy a monkey.
Yeah, so... Yeah, that's one of many stories, but I figured it was like to hear, you'd like to hear a story other than the one at Adventureland or whatever.
Let me ask you something. Do you still work as an organ grinder?
Yes, I do.
And what's the organ like? What is the instrument?
Well, before it used to, the original one I have, it's got baffles on the inside. And then the latest one I've got, which is an antique, it's a corn cob. You turn the handle on the corn cob, the dried kernels of corn hits these little bars that ring the bell. But it's real hard to do to have a camera in one hand these days and a monkey on the leash these days because of the leash law and try to make change at the same time. So now I just got the old cassette player and a motorcycle battery in the box.
I see. But the original thing was a corn cob. So what you had was...
It's a corn cob.
So
like
random music. Really?
Right. You just pull the corns off in certain places.
Wow.
And that makes the spool. And when those bars come up and hit it, it hit the bar and go ding, you know.
So it's like a music box. And what's tweaking the sound maker is a little piece of corn off a dried ear of corn. Is that right?
That's right. And that's how the old-time Italians did it when they were back in New York. That's how it all come about, you know.
Would you change the corn cob periodically?
Right, yeah. Well, I guess if you got tired of listening to it, I guess you would, like changing the tape in your car, you know.
That is fabulous.
So if you're missing a tooth, you eat a ear of corn, you let that dry stick it in there, and you're writing songs.
So you could have like a brother-in-law that was automatically London Bridge. You know, let's give this one to Bill. Bill's London Bridge. I bet in England where they have not as good a dentistry, they have more thick, rich, polyphonic type sounds, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
But now you do a cassette. And are you you're a full-time organ grinder?
That's correct.
Where
yeah.
are you working next?
Probably at right there on the strip, the old Joe's Karaoke, which is now Beecher's Bar and Grill there.
Beecher's Bar and Grill right on the strip?
Uh-huh, yeah.
About where? What's the cross street?
It's right there in front of Imperial Palace.
Oh, Imperial Palace, right around there? And you work
right
there? What days
there.
Do you work there?
Usually on Saturday nights I'm in there.
Saturday night. How late do you go?
I only work about 2 hours.
But how late do you start?
Oh, it depends on the weather, how cold or how hot it is, because, they're real acceptable to pneumonia, So.
Yeah.
He's his own boss.
I'm doing a show that night. I do a show every Saturday. But I'd love to go over afterward and see. I want to see a real, because, I haven't really
seen. Well, I ought to come to you after one of your shows if you could line that up. I'm right here in town, or even come on the radio show and let you,
We might do that. Write us an email at Penn.
I'm computer illiterate.
Okay.
I'm so simple.
Okay.
My VCR still flashes 12.
Hold on, and Patrick will get your information. We should do that. Here we go. We'll put him on hold here. I just put him on hold. And Patrick, is that all right, Patrick? You get the information? Okay. He's got the number, so we're all set there. Boy, that was pretty exciting.
The corn cob thing is great.
We could set up, I'll have a party at the house one of these. Maybe I'll have him over for the party.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be a really nice surprise.
That's a great idea.
Make sure you give me his number, Patrick. Drop it an email. We might do that as a special thing. We could take another call or two. This is Penn Jillette, not the monkey in New Jersey, but the human being in Vegas. Here with Michael Godeau. We're in Las Vegas, Nevada. We're talking about monkeys because it is Monkey Tuesday.
Because you don't give Patrick enough jobs, can you?
I said, it's Monkey Tuesday. I said, it's... No, I don't blame Patrick for that at all. I was being very, very mean. He has the phone up. He's talking to somebody. He's writing at the same time. I had no business saying Monkey Tuesday. He beat me to it that time. You see that? That's how good he is. Patrick is very, very good. Let's talk to Dan. What's up, Dan?
Dan, how are you today, my friend?
Never been better, boss. What's up?
Well, first, before I start my monkey story, and by the way, this is a great Monkey Tuesday. I've really been enjoying the show.
Oh, thank you so much, man.
I have a small confession to make. Even though I'm a straight guy, I find Michael Godeau dreamy.
Going on? What's that sound?
Sorry, what?
Is that like a sound like you have a pet cricket with you or something?
No. Maybe it's the...
Okay.
I ruined my joke now because of technical difficulties.
No, go ahead. Start over.
We'll pretend we've
start
heard
again.
Nothing.
Okay, well... My joke was, and it's a lame one at that, was even though I'm a straight guy, I think Michael Godeau is dreamy.
Michael Godeau is dreamy. That's not even a joke. So what do you and your cricket have to say, Dan?
I'll try to keep the cricket down. I guess it's an old phone. This is very simple monkey information, but it will lead to wacky fun times, trust me.
Good, thank you.
Okay. Almost everybody, and I imagine you and Michael and Patrick and everybody there, has a cell phone, correct?
Sure, of course.
Well, if you find a cell phone tone of a screaming chimpanzee,
mm-hmm.
it is the best. Like, here, I'll play mine now, okay?
Okay, sure.
Oops, hold on here.
Sorry, it's just radio show.
How was that?
That's fabulous.
That's a you great see, ringtone.
Is that your ringtone too, Patrick? Oh, you have a... Patrick has a stuffed animal that does the same sound. And where did you get that? Did you get it on the web?
Yeah, no, actually, on a lot of cell phones, you can download ringtones directly through, like, the browser
sure,
there.
Sure, sure. And but, this is called Screaming Chimpanzee?
Exactly.
Oh, that's a very, very good one.
But the story is...
Oh, it's a story. Good.
Oh, yes, of course. I wouldn't leave you hanging.
Thanks.
I installed this thing about 3 weeks ago, and, of course, immediately forgot about it. And the next day, I don't get a lot of phone calls on this cell phone because it's new, so, you know, it didn't go off for a while. So the next day, I'm at my friend's wedding. And it's this big, high-mass Roman Catholic thing, super serious, okay?
Sure.
And I'm sitting there dressed up real nice for once and everything, and it's packed full of very serious Christian people, which I totally respect.
Oh, okay.
And
you and I differ, but go ahead.
Yeah, well, as people, okay? Anyways, so I'm sitting there, and there's a part in the ceremony where the priest goes, and may God be with you, or something to that effect.
Sure.
And the audience, congregation. The congregation says, and also with you.
Uh-huh.
So the priest is doing that. Before the vows are exchanged, he goes, and may God be with you. And at that exact moment, my phone goes off. So it's like it's like, and may God be with you. And I could, like, actually visibly see the priest stiffen.
Well,
and, like...
A little boy walked in the room.
Yeah, like... Yeah. Well, no, it wasn't a good kind of stiffness. Yeah, like, his whole body just... And, of course, I turned my phone off, but, like, after that, I could tell I had sort of de-grooved the whole ceremony. Everyone was sort of visibly shaken, staring at me, looking at me, sort of thing. However, the other times that it has gone off has been very funny. It always draws attention. It scares small children. And having a screaming chimpanzee ringtone, I can assure your millions of listeners, is the best ringtone to have in the world.
Thank you so much, Dan. Thanks much for calling. I think this wraps up another Monkey Tuesday. We'll be back another time with more stories and groovy stuff. Michael Goudeau, Penn Jillette, and it's Monkey Tuesday from the human Penn Jillette.